So far, we've examined the records of Jim Kenney, Anthony Williams, and Lynn Abraham. There are, of course, three other Democrats running for mayor: Nelson Diaz, Doug Oliver, and Milton Street. Aaron Moselle has this look at what they bring to the table.
Nelson Diaz's leadership resume goes all the way back to his high school days in 1960s Harlem, then a hotbed of gang activity. Through his church, Diaz helped gang members get off the streets.
We would go with other former gang members together, and we would essentially talk to them about the importance of changing their lives, becoming more responsible, the fact that if they continued that way, we might all, you know, wind up, as many of them did, dead, HIV or drugs.
The work may have been a bit risky. It was certainly formative. Now 67, Diaz says if it's the right thing to do, he's always willing to pitch in, even when it means working with people he doesn't see eye to eye with, and vice versa.
Frank Rizzo, I was the only guy he ever put on his advisory committee, despite the fact that I was not a Frank Rizzo fan.
When Diaz was counsel to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, he hired a woman who had sued the agency a lot.
She was my deputy, and that helps you develop credibility with the civil rights community, because here you're bringing in somebody who is their ally.
Diaz says he doesn't sit around and wait for things to happen. He takes action. Longtime friend and fellow Judge Sandra Moss agrees. While the two were colleagues at Common Pleas Court in Philadelphia, Moss wanted to create a complex litigation center to handle disability claims connected to things like asbestos and pharmaceuticals. It had never been done before.
And he could very easily have just looked at me and said, you know, did you have a glass of wine at lunch? And he didn't. You know, he sat there and listened, and he said, I want it in writing.
Not long afterwards, Diaz was making calls to get approval. The center still stands today. That willingness to do things differently, to think outside of the box, is central to Doug Oliver's campaign. To him, the city has suffered at the hands of traditional leadership. The 40-year-old says you don't need to be a public life lifer to be effective.
Tom Wolf never held political office, and he ran for governor. Mayor Bloomberg, here's a guy who ran for political office and never held political office. They brought massive experience. Well, I bring massive experience.
In particular, the kind of executive experience he says is needed to lead a city. Oliver grew up poor in the hardscrabble streets of southwest Germantown. Before running for mayor, he was a high-level executive with the Philadelphia Gas Works.
You don't have to explain to me balance sheets and income statements. You don't have to explain to me the importance of investment in neighborhoods and the role that abatements play in development. Having walked in both worlds give me a unique perspective of both worlds, and I think that the mayor of a city has to understand the balance of the two and make sure that all interests are protected.
People who have worked with Oliver say he's used that personal touch and business sense to develop strong relationships and hold on to them, a skill critical to getting things done as mayor. Steve Albertini has known Oliver for 2 decades and worked with him as a consultant.
I've never heard a bad word said about him in any of the jobs that he had during that time. So to me, that speaks volumes about the relationships that he's been able to develop.
The same can't be said for Milton Street. When it comes to the topic of leadership, his past dogs him. Street was a state representative in the late 70s and then a state senator in the early 80s. He hasn't held public office since, though he did earn 24% of the vote against Mayor Nutter in the 2011 Democratic primary. Street also served 26 months in federal prison for unpaid taxes. Philadelphia Inquirer columnist Tom Ferrick says that makes the 74-year-old unfit to lead.
I mean, I'm not denying his intelligence. I'm just questioning what he did with it in his life.
But community activist Malik Aziz says Street's run-ins with the law don't automatically make him a bad leader. If anything, they may make him a stronger one.
In the United States, a lot of great leaders have been in prison. You take a look at one that I'll quote right now, is Malcolm X. He came from being a thief and a gambler and a drug addict to be one of the most influential leaders in the black community in this century.
Street acknowledges he has some gaps when it comes to aspects of city government, but he says a mayor isn't supposed to know everything, and so he'd surround himself with experts, the best minds, as he puts it. Here he is talking about how he'd tackle the city's underfunded pension fund at the next mayor debate earlier this month.
We have people that have PhDs in finances, and I would put a crew together and say, study that problem.
As for whether someone with a felony conviction for tax evasion can be trusted to oversee a big city budget, Street was uncharacteristically succinct at an April debate at WHYY when asked by reporter Katie Colinari.
Yeah.
Would you like to elaborate on that?
No.
Voters will decide if that's enough for them on May 19th. I'm Aaron Moselle.